Good morning, it's Monday, the 22nd day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Tuesday is forecast to be cloudy with a high probability of some rain, and high temperatures around 50. Overnight lows won't go far, sticking in the mid-40s. Now on with today's top stories. Hours after Tacoma police announced they were investigating the deaths of two men found shot in the city's south end, detectives arrested a 28-year-old man suspected of killing them. Pierce County jail records show the suspect was booked at about 2 p.m. on two counts of first-degree murder. The News Tribune generally does not name suspects of crimes until they have been formally charged. Few details have been released about the shooting. Tacoma Police Department officers responded at about 8:11 a.m. to the 8000 block of South Hosmer Street after a person called 911 to report that there was someone on the ground who appeared hurt or dead, according to a news release. Officers arrived and found two men dead who looked to be 35-45 years old. Police said the men appeared to have been fatally shot. The men have not been publicly identified. It's unclear how the 28-year-old man arrested in Tacoma was identified as a suspect. A $226,000 penalty against Century Link has been upheld by the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission after five of Century Link's telephone companies violated an eight-year-old rate increase agreement. In a press release sent out Monday, UTC said that Century Link is bound by an agreement to disclose all rate changes with UTC when it raises customer rates, but failed to do so. Five telephone companies violated the agreement according to UTC: Quest Corporation, CenturyTel of Washington Incorporated, CenturyTel of Inter Island Incorporated, CenturyTel of Kawichi Incorporated, and United Telephone Company of the Northwest. Century Link cited personnel reductions during the pandemic, including key staff, as their reason for missing notifications. UTC first issued the penalty in June over 2,266 violations, representing the total days between when each of the five companies should have notified the UTC and when they actually filed rate changes in response to a staff request, leading to the $226,000 penalty. The company was fined $100 per violation, per day. Four Western State Hospital employees who recently received more than $2 million in damages from the state for its failure to prevent repeated gender-based attacks by a patient filed another lawsuit this month alleging officials withheld internal hospital investigations of their assaults until their trial was underway. An attorney for the employees told the News Tribune the handling of the reports is an indication that hospital officials haven't properly addressed staff safety concerns. The four hospital employees first sued the State Department of Social and Health Services in Pierce County in 2019 after a patient attacked and injured each of them under similar circumstances within 6 months in 2018, according to court documents. The state didn't disclose internal probes of the assaults in response to public records requests specifically asking for them or during discovery for the civil case. The revelation about the internal hospital investigations came just prior to trial this April when the employees' attorneys were questioning a former DSHS risk management investigator, according to court documents. He had written a report about measures to enclose the hospital's nurses' stations, a site of one of the attacks, in 2013. In their new lawsuit, the employees asked to be awarded sanctions against DSHS for violating the State Public Records Act and for an order that state officials explain why the investigations weren't disclosed. Washington banned fish farming with net pens in state waters on Friday, citing danger to struggling native salmon. Washington's Public Lands Commissioner issued an executive order banning the aquaculture method, which involves raising fish in large floating pens anchored in the water and has been practiced in Puget Sound for more than three decades. California, Oregon, and Alaska have already outlawed net pen aquaculture, and Canada is working on a plan to phase it out of British Columbia's coastal waters by 2025. Supporters say fish farming is an environmentally safe way to feed the world's growing population. Critics argue that it can spread disease to native stocks and degrade the environment. Since 2016, all of the net pens in Washington's marine waters have been owned by the same company, New Brunswick, Canada-based seafood giant Cook Aquaculture. In a statement earlier this week, after the state said it would terminate the company's remaining leases in Puget Sound, the company said it was disappointed. Washington State has created the first crisis line in the United States specifically for American Indian and Alaska Native peoples, connecting them with Native crisis counselors in times of crisis. The new crisis hotline program, Washington's Native and Strong Lifeline, was announced by the Washington State Department of Health in a November 17 press release. Non-Hispanic American Indian and Alaskan Native people had the highest suicide rates in 2020 in America, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Lifeline will be operated by the Volunteers of America Western Washington, one of Washington's 988 crisis lifelines that allow residents to dial 988 to reach suicide and crisis support. Calls to Washington's Native and Strong Lifeline will be answered by Native crisis counselors who are tribal members and descendants who have been fully trained in crisis intervention and support, with special emphasis on cultural and traditional practices related to healing. Authorities were investigating the cause of a fire at Spooner Farms, the long-running farm in Puyallup known for its local produce and fall festivities, that burned for roughly 2 hours in an outbuilding. No people or animals were hurt in the fire, which began shortly after 9 p.m. Thursday, and fire crews battling the blaze were able to contain it to the structure in which it began, East Pierce Fire and Rescue said on social media. The outbuilding, which stored farm equipment and tools, was destroyed, authorities said. Spooner Farms traces its history to the late 19th century. Beyond being a source of local produce, it has long offered fall activities such as a corn maze and pumpkin slingshots. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.